Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
You know, reading your letter, I have to say your strength really shines through.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy reaching out when you're walking on eggshells.
Right.
Especially when dealing with something as personal as feeling unsafe in your own neighborhood.
Yeah.
So thank you for trusting us to dive into this with you.
Absolutely.
We're here to explore not just practical tips for navigating this situation, but also how your past experiences might be playing a role in how you're feeling today.
Yeah. That's so important, because we often underestimate the powerful connection between our mental and physical well-being.
You're absolutely right. And in this case, it's clear that your goal of establishing a healthy routine, those peaceful walks you described, has hit a snag.
Yeah.
You mentioned men staring, unexplained noises and laughter coming from their place, even seeing a police truck at their house. It's like all these little things add up to create this feeling of unease, which is completely understandable. And you used a phrase that really struck me. My mind started racing.
Oh, yeah.
You're going for a walk to find some peace, and instead you're plunged back into feeling that anxiety, those memories of past harassment resurfacing.
Right.
It's like your body's saying, wait a minute, we've been here before, and we need to be on high alert.
It's almost instinctive, isn't it? Like a primal part of our brain taking over.
It absolutely is. In fact, what you're describing has a name. Hypervigilance, something we see a lot in people who've experienced trauma. Basically, your brain, amazing as it is, becomes a little too good at its job. It's constantly scanning for potential threats, even when there's no real danger present. Think of it like your internal security system getting stuck on overdrive. Any little thing, a noise, a laugh, a glance, can trigger those alarm bells and send you right back into fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that response isn't always logical or proportionate to the actual situation.
Which is exactly what makes this so tricky, because logically, you know these men might not actually be a threat, but your body and mind, especially given your past, are responding in a way that's completely valid.
Exactly. It's not just in your head. It's your body's way of trying to protect you based on what it's learned from previous experiences.
Right.
And to make it even more complex, you mentioned seeing that police truck at their place. It's like your brain is saying, even if I try to speak up, who's going to listen? Will it even matter? That feeling of powerlessness is something I think a lot of people can relate to, sadly.
Yeah, it's a valid concern. But here's the thing. Feeling powerless often stems from feeling like we don't have choices, right? So let's focus on what you can control in this situation, because even small actions can shift that dynamic and help you regain a sense of agency. Your safety and peace of mind are paramount here. So even if we don't have all the answers about these neighbors, we can explore ways to make your walks more comfortable.
Okay, so what comes to mind when you think about practical steps our listener could take right now? What are some things that might help her feel more at ease during those walks?
Well, you mentioned wanting to stick with your walking routine, and I think that's fantastic. Movement and fresh air can be so therapeutic, and I wouldn't want you to give that up. But you also mentioned taking the same path around the same time each day. Have you considered changing things up a bit?
You mean like varying my route or the time I go for my walks?
Exactly. Even those small adjustments can make a big difference. It's about introducing a bit of unpredictability.
That's so interesting. So it's not just about avoiding those specific men, but about changing the pattern itself, which can make you a harder target, so to speak.
You got it. Now, while you're on these walks, and this might sound obvious, but try to stay aware of your surroundings. I'm not suggesting you walk around in a constant state of fear, but a little situational awareness can go a long way.
Do you have specific techniques in mind? I know some folks recommend walking with headphones to help them stay alert.
That's a great point, and there are actually a lot of different approaches. Headphones can be tricky because, on the one hand, they can help you tune out distractions, but they can also create a sense of isolation and make you less attuned to what's happening around you. If you do use them, maybe keep the volume low or use only one earbud so you can still hear those important sounds around you.
Good point. It's about finding what works best for you, what makes you feel most confident.
Exactly. And beyond headphones, think about, where are the potential exits on your route? Are there any blind spots or areas that feel less safe? Knowing your surroundings can give you a sense of control.
And speaking of feeling confident, you mentioned carrying a personal alarm. I imagine that could be pretty empowering, especially if those fight or flight instincts kick in.
Absolutely. It's not about being a superhero, but having that little device within reach can make a world of difference. It's a deterrent, a way to signal for help, and most importantly, a reminder that you're not helpless.
Like having a little backup, just in case.
Exactly. And while we're talking about taking control, I always recommend keeping a journal. If something happens again, anything that makes you uncomfortable, jot down the date, time, the details.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a feeling you get, you might not ever need it, but having that record can be incredibly validating and empowering. It's like creating your own personal archive of evidence, just in case.
Such a powerful tool. Even if it's just for your own peace of mind, it can also help you notice patterns, maybe realizing things have happened more often than you initially thought. Speaking of patterns, you mentioned in your letter that seeing that police truck at their place added another layer of complexity to this whole thing. It's like, not only are you dealing with potentially difficult neighbors, but it also brings up those feelings of, who can you trust?
Yeah.
And will anyone believe me?
It's a really tough situation. And it makes sense why you'd feel that way. It's not always easy to build rapport with neighbors, especially when there's already tension or uncertainty.
And especially when past experiences might make you wary of reaching out for help.
You're absolutely right. But it also makes me think about the power of community. Have you considered connecting with other neighbors? Even if it's just casual hellos or small talk, building those relationships can sometimes act as a buffer, a way of feeling less isolated and more supported.
So even if those particular neighbors are a source of stress, there might be others nearby who could become allies or, at the very least, friendly faces on your walks.
Exactly. And if things ever escalate, remember, you're not alone. There are resources like neighborhood watch programs, community mediation services, even local victim advocacy groups.
So many options you might not even know about until you start looking. It's about reclaiming that sense of control, knowing you're not powerless in this situation.
Exactly. Reaching out like you've done here is a huge step. You're taking charge of your well-being, seeking information and support. You should be proud of yourself for taking that initiative.
You've reminded us today that even when it feels like we're walking on eggshells, there are always steps we can take to prioritize our safety and find peace of mind. We've covered practical tips, talked about the impact of past experiences, and explored resources available. But most importantly, I hope you walk away from this conversation feeling less alone and more equipped to navigate this situation.
I love that. And, you know, as we wrap up, I keep coming back to something you said earlier. It's not just about feeling safe. It's about feeling empowered. Yeah. So if fear wasn't a factor, what would you want to do in this situation? Sometimes connecting with that inner voice, the one that knows what's right for you, can be the most empowering step of all.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.